Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. New locations in Alexandria and Ashburn, and they are taking appointments. Fishcake, CB, and JP, and join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, as he does every Friday. Best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. Brought to you by Golfdom, located in Tysons. Or at golfdomgolf.com. Visit today to experience the best in golf on and off the course. Golfdom, live the game. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. Beautiful day for golf, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is a beautiful day for golf. No
I feel doubt. Like it's been a while since we asked what in the world is bothering John Feinstein. Ooh,
that was actually Jason asked me last week.
Oh, okay.
I asked you last week.
And I was fairly content. But
yeah, you were content. I was surprised.
Yeah, but I do have one this week. I'm watching all these NFL coaching hires going on. Five of the eight coaches who were fired were African-American.
Right.
And look, nobody's arguing that Todd Bowles deserved to be fired, that Hugh Jackson deserved to be fired, that Marvin Lewis had been given a long, long run, and much of it good
Steve
in Cincinnati.
Wilkes. Steve Wilkes kind of pissed me off, though.
Steve Wilkes, 1 year.
Yeah, 1 year.
Vance Joseph, 2 years, and John Elway's never gotten him a decent quarterback. And
it's true.
And okay, whether you want to argue with those hires or not, the six guys who've been hired are all white.
Yep.
And Adam Gase, you know, who everybody thinks is a jerk.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm watching ESPN yesterday afternoon. Don't ask me why. And you know, there's Adam Schefter, who's an apologist for everybody in the NFL, saying, "Well, you know, Adam Gase is a quarterback whisperer. He worked with Peyton Manning in Denver. Peyton Manning needed help in Denver.
Right. I think he
really?
Had already perfected
Seriously?
The craft by then.
You know, Ryan Tannehill. Oh boy, he's brilliant." And plus Cliff Kingsbury,
yep.
Who appears to have been hired in Arizona because he's good looking. he had a losing record as a college coach, and all this talk about the Rooney Rule and the defensive coordinator in Dallas, Richard, what's his first name?
Chris Richard. Yeah.
Chris Richard. Been interviewed three times. Jobs, but I know people don't like to hear about this stuff. That it's the elephant in the room, race in this country, but boy, this is not a good look for the NFL, in my opinion.
And then how about LaFleur getting a job? Zach Taylor apparently will get the Bengals job. He's only been a quarterbacks coach,
right?
Everybody
wants offensive coaches. I understand that, but there's some talented African American offensive coaches out there too. And you're talking about a league. That 70% of players are African-American. And going into this year, seven of the coaches were African-American. So that's a little under 25%. That's not a great number. But now, right as of this moment, we're down to two.
But
Mike
like
Tomlin,
you said,
who's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but like
and
you
Anthony
said, John,
Lynn, whose team is still alive in the playoffs.
Like you said, John, racism has been in this country forever.
Yep.
Not going to change. And it spills.
Well, probably not going to change in our lifetimes. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and then you got all these owners who are older white guys. I mean,
exactly.
It happens.
Exactly. Virtually every owner
now,
in the
like
NFL
said,
is an older white guy, and they're more comfortable with people who look like that.
I don't have a problem firing guys like Todd Bowles, who clearly didn't do the job.
Right. That's what I said at the outset. Hugh Jackson was terrible.
But Wilkes,
he probably should have been fired after last year, after going 0-16 and saying it wasn't his fault. And again, Marvin Lewis, 16 years, you know, he had some very good years, seven playoff runs, but I think they'd had three straight losing seasons. Okay, fine. I don't have an issue with that. But I do have an issue again. There's a shorter leash for African American coaches. I mean, Jim Caldwell got fired after going 9-7 a year ago. And if you look around, how often does a white coach get fired after 1 year or 2 years? Not very often.
Mm-mm.
So you asked me the question, I answered it.
You did. All right, you got that off your chest. All right, any thoughts on, let's start with the first game tomorrow, Colts-Chiefs. What are your thoughts
all
on
all of a sudden, I'm Andrew Beyer here.
And I know you're an Andrew Luck guy, so.
I am an Andrew Luck guy, and they won. They had the easiest of the four wins last week, and I the Chiefs have not been as good lately as they were early. But I think, and by the way, I think they've lost six straight playoff home games.
Yeah.
So there's reason to pick the Colts. The Colts are obviously playing great. They've won 10 out of 11. They won, as I said, easily in Houston last week. I do think, though, that to pick against Patrick Mahomes, given the year that he's had, is difficult. I think it's going to be a hell of a game, 38-35 type of game, and it may just be that whoever has the ball last wins the game.
Weather could be a factor here, John.
Yeah, and again, the Colts and Luck are an indoor team. So that could work against him. Although Mahomes has not played in his career in bad weather very much. I mean, he played college ball at Texas Tech under that genius Cliff Kingsbury. The Chiefs have not, I think, played in bad weather, really bad weather this year. So we'll see.
Another game that could be affected by weather, Chargers and New England. Now, I don't think there's going to be a lot of snow up there. I think it's going to stay mostly south, but it's certainly going to be cold, probably windy. And Rivers has never beaten Tom Brady. Man, I'm a huge Philip Rivers fan this weekend.
You could have a future as a weatherman, Jason.
Oh, that's his thing.
No, I love it.
He's obsessed with it.
I do pay attention to it.
No, there are. My daughter, Bridget, who's in college, is obsessed with weather. I mean, she knows what the weather is at all times and everywhere, right. And particularly where she is or where she's going. So I get it. You're not alone in that at all. It seems like the popular pick is the Chargers. If they'd beaten the Ravens at home in Week 16, they'd have been the number one seed in the AFC. Somehow let that game get away. They dominated the Ravens on Sunday. The only reason that game got even a little bit close was because for some reason they went to a prevent defense, which I think we all call prevent victory. I don't understand why coaches go to it. The Ravens had scored 3 points in three quarters. And the Chargers defense was completely dominating them. The fans were screaming for Joe Flacco because Lamar Jackson had looked so bad. 0.0 rating first three quarters of the game, quarterback rating. And then they go to a prevent defense and give the Ravens a chance to win at the end. Outside chance didn't happen. But because the Chargers are such a popular pick, I'm going to pick the Patriots. Just because they're the Patriots, and I know they've looked vulnerable. They were 8-0 at home. I think the weather, again, Chargers are a warm weather team, obviously. Even though the referee, Cleet Blakeman, on Sunday at one point opened up his microphone after a Chargers challenge had been turned down, and he said San Francisco will lose a timeout. So everybody in the league still a little confused about where they come from. But just because it's counterintuitive, I'm going to ride with the Patriots, even though obviously no one will be shocked if the Chargers win.
I asked you last week if you ever show an emotion, visible emotion,
right.
When you're watching a game. And you said occasionally you'll fist pump. Did you do any fist pumping last weekend?
No. I mean, I was happy for Luck. I mean, obviously I was happy for Luck, but there was no fist pump moment in that game. I mean, they dominated from the start. They were up 21-0. And the Ravens were the other team I might have had some emotional investment with. And again, there were no fist pump moments in that game. I fist pumped last night when Josh Bailey scored the winning goal for the Islanders. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, there you go.
The Islanders got one shot on goal in the third period and won the game. They've dominated the Rangers the last few years, which makes me really happy because I have so many friends who are Ranger fans.
What about a fist pump for the Wizards winning in Oklahoma City?
No, not exactly.
No,
not exactly. I can't remember fist pumping for either the Bullets or the Wizards. I haven't fist pumped for an NBA team in a long, long time. Last time was probably the 73 Knicks.
Have you fist pumped for a local professional team here?
I was happy for the Caps. I don't know if I fist pumped.
Right.
But I'll tell you, no, I did. I'll tell you when I fist pumped, and part of it was selfish.
Yeah.
In 2011, when they beat the Bruins in Game 7 in overtime.
Yeah.
I fist pumped because I always liked George McPhee a lot, and I liked that team, and I was happy they won, and I was particularly happy because I had written in the paper, in the Post,
right,
that the Caps had lost all these Game 7s at home that I thought they were going to win a Game 7 get playing on the road.
And you got
so
it.
Part of the fist pump was because I got something right.
But other than that, it's been 7 years since you fist pumped for a home team. Right?
Well, no, I was very – I don't know if I fist pumped, but I was very happy for the Caps to win the Cup, although yeah. I had mixed emotions about the final because of McPhee being in Vegas. Mm-hmm. But by the time – it became apparent by Game 5 the Caps were going to win. And I was really – I was very happy because I've known a lot of people in the organization through the years. And if the Caps aren't playing the Islanders, I root for them.
Right. Were you part of the contingent clamoring for Flacco? Because you're a Joe guy, right? You're a Flacco guy.
You know, I don't know if I was clamoring. I am a Joe guy, no question. There was a lot of conversation at halftime. It was 12-0 at halftime.
That was the obvious time.
The Ravens had looked helpless on offense. And the discussion was – clearly, the Chargers had changed their defense. They were playing three safeties instead of linebackers to contain Jackson. So if you go to Flacco, who obviously is a different quarterback and you're running a different offense, maybe you catch them not so much off guard, but all their prep had been for Jackson.
Right.
And I was talking to a couple of the Ravens front offense guys at halftime and saying, does John make the move? And they said, you know, maybe. And their thought was that maybe they give Jackson one series in the third quarter to see if he can get going, and if he can't, then you go to Flacco. And there's Harbaugh right after the second half started talking to Flacco on the bench.
Right.
And it wasn't like just a pat on the back. I mean, he was talking to him for 90 seconds or so, which is a long time in that context. And so everybody was sort of thinking that he was going to make the move, but he never did. And he did say they talked about it. They talked about it with Joe, and they all decided to stick with Jackson. Jackson's their future. Joe's not going to be with the Ravens next year. And they stuck with Jackson. And whether that was the right move or the wrong move, we'll never know.
Right. I know.
You know, Joe might have come in. Joe hadn't taken a snap in 2 months.
Right.
He might have come in and sparked a win, and it would have been great, and I would have been on radio shows all over the country, and we would have sold more copies of Quarterback. So in that sense, I was certainly pulling for it, and also because I like Joe. But he might have also come in and thrown two pick sixes because he was rusty. So yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
What do you make of some of the local college basketball teams as college basketball is heating up? Georgetown just had a tough loss where they're up by 17, but I feel like they are heading in the right direction with Patrick Ewing, and Turge has a pretty good Maryland team.
Yeah, I'm really starting to like this Maryland team. I think going on the road and winning at Minnesota, doing it the way they did, you know, they were behind in the second half. Mark changed defenses, went to a zone. It worked. They ended up scoring, the last 13 points of the game. I mean, they've had a couple of good road wins here. You know, everybody got all fired up because they beat Nebraska at home because Nebraska was ranked 24th. I never thought Nebraska was that good. Still don't. So I wasn't overwhelmed by that. But winning on the road a couple times is impressive. Their young players are good. Bruno Fernando just gets better and better. I think he's going to be a first-round pick. He'll probably come out this year. He almost did last year. But I like this Maryland team. People keep saying how strong the Big Ten is. I look past Michigan and Michigan State. I don't see anybody that good.
Right,
I see a lot of okay teams. So I think Maryland could finish as high as third. And you know, even if they're just in the top five, they're going to be an NCAA tournament team, and that would obviously be a step in the right direction for Mark and for Maryland. So, yeah, I like their team. The thing with Georgetown is you can't keep just saying, oh, we had close losses. You've got to win some of those games, you know, and Xavier's not that good this year. Xavier was, I think, 9-7 going into that game. You get him down 17. I know it's on the road, but you get somebody down 17, you got to win the game.
You got to close them out. Yep.
You got to win the game. And against St. John's, they were up 4 in the last 30 seconds at home,
mm-hmm.
and they let that game get away. They got to start to win a couple of these games. George Mason, I was very surprised, got so far down the other night. God, I'm blocking on who they were playing. They played a very good team. Davidson. Because they've been playing really well lately. I still think they're a solid team in the A-10. George Washington's starting to play better than they were awful at the start of the season. Lost their best big guy and really struggled, but they're playing better. Had a good win at St. Joe's the other night. And American is much better than they were, and Navy's pretty good. So we got some good local basketball going on. We really do.
John, any thoughts on the Bryce sweepstakes? As it appears, the Nats are way more into this than maybe we thought. The market not really materializing.
Yeah.
And it looks like Boris maybe, you know, just going above everybody and going to the big papa, going to the top guy. And,
which he's always done.
Yeah, and just cut his own little deal here. So what do you sort of
make
of this whole
thing? Well, I think what happened is, I think, you know, the Nationals made that $300 million offer at the end of the season, and Boris, I'm sure, thought, you know, that's nowhere close. We're going to go get $400 million somewhere. And now he's finding out that the market, and same thing with Machado, for a $400 million player isn't there. I mean, the owners have tightened their belts some. Not, you know, I mean, a guy like Brian Dozier still can get a good contract, and the Mets just signed Jed Lowry, who I think is a very good player, by the way, for 2 years, $20 million. But the market for the, you know, $100 million-plus guys has tightened, and it might well be that in the end, the best offer on the table for Harper is going to be what the Nats have offered. And if it, you know, now again, Lerner said on your radio station, a month ago now, mm-hmm. that he wasn't even sure they could pay the $300 million if Boris circled back. I think that's a little bit of a negotiating stance. But here's what I will be amused by. If Bryce does come back, which I've said all along would be great for the Nationals, because I'm a big Bryce guy, as you know, to see all the backpedaling that's going to go on in the media for guys who are preparing, you know, for Bryce to leave, saying, well, it's fine if Bryce leaves because they've got all these good young outfielders. It will be great for the Nationals if Bryce comes back, and we'll see everybody go in reverse and say, oh, it's great that he's back if he, in fact, does come back. Hmm. We'll see what happens this weekend with the Phillies.
I didn't know you were so pro-Bryce. I didn't really
I've
know
I've always
that.
Been pro-Bryce.
I didn't know
you
that.
Guys, have you guys been listening to me for the last 5 years?
I know that you hate Boris so much, and you're not a Rizzo
well,
guy.
Boris is a dirtbag. I mean, let's be honest.
All right, I mean, I don't
know. Even more so than most agents, but that has nothing to do with the player.
Well, and I always know.
If I judged players based on their agents, I wouldn't talk to anybody.
What about radio agents?
Radio agents?
Yeah, or like TV agents.
I don't know. I really don't deal with them. Try not to. Why
I
would
he's
I?
He's just a nice enough guy.
Oh, he's a great
Who
guy.
Is?
I'll throw him in the dirtbag category.
Yeah, he's not a
Who's
dirtbag.
A nice enough guy?
Our agent.
Well, I don't know him. I can't judge him.
Yeah, well, I'll set him
I, you know, my literary. I don't think my literary agent is a dirtbag. Esther Newberg, I've had the same agent for 33 years now.
That's a long run.
But I'm not saying everybody. You know, I have had good relationships with agents. Will Wilson, who is Andrew Luck's agent, who I dealt with last year, not a great deal, but a little bit, seems like a very good guy. So for me to say every agent is a dirtbag is unfair, but Boris clearly is.
What about Agent Zero, Gil?
Everybody likes
Gilbert
Gil.
Arenas.
Agent Zero.
Oh, Gilbert Arenas. Yeah, I love Gilbert Arenas until he started carrying guns around.
Yeah,
he's a hell of a player, by the way. People tend to forget that because we focus on the way it ended here, which was a shame, of course.
Yeah, right. All right, John, thank you.
I
appreciate
do like
it,
Agent Zero, though. I like the nickname.
Yeah, great nickname.
Yeah, yeah. All right, thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys, have a great weekend. Talk
you
to you
too.
Next week.
Thanks, John. Yep. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Ross Tucker is going to join us from the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. We'll go around the NFL playoffs with him. Of course, it is a Football Friday, brought to you by the one and only Sportsbook, a Hollywood casino at Charlestown Races.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget Ross Tucker coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. He's on at 9 a.m. And then Brandon Lang joins us at 9:40 to help give us and you some winners for this upcoming weekend.
What is your lock of the weekend? If you had to say there was a lock, stone cold lock, you usually would say the Patriots. And based on the numbers, they're 12-2 in the divisional round with Brady.
Are you
they're
talking straight up
at home
or
this year? Straight
points.
Up.
I think if I had to pick one Saints. Lock of the weekend, it's the Saints. Saints are rested. They're a different team in that dome.
So just to win, I would pick Saints.
Yeah. Saints 1, Rams 2, though.
What do you think's the most likely upset?
The Colts.
Everybody's high on the Colts. There's a lot of buzz
also
surrounding the Colts
Chargers,
right now.
If you consider that an upset. I'd say the Chargers. Actually, I'd say the Chargers. Chargers more than the Colts.
But I will say that the weather element, that would worry me a little bit with the Colts. Because I didn't know that there was going to be, would they say, 3 to 5 inches?
Possibly 1 to 3 inches of snow.
All right, that's not a ton. But, you know, if it's windy, it's definitely going to be cold. That would worry me with the Colts. But if in terms of the, everyone's taking the Chargers. Everyone loves the Chargers, which kind of scares me too.
Right.
I mean, Brady doesn't lose home playoff games.
The public is on the Chargers right now.
Hey, did you know since week 7, the Colts rank number 1 in record, 10-1. They're number 1 in point differential, +131.
Yep.
Points allowed per game, 15.5. Sacks allowed, 8, and third down percentage, almost 50%.
They're great. They've been playing great.
Are you betting anymore?
They've been playing like the best team in the league.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Are you betting anymore, Valdez, or no?
Occasionally.
Yeah, but you're not like you used to. Like we were picking games, you're picking winners all the time and throwing cash. Like that, those days have diminished, right? I feel like it's a kind of along the lines of your whole, it's just sports. Like you're just
If I watch it, I will throw cash on it.
Oh,
just
is
to
that
have
true?
Me, just to have me interested.
So you're going to bet on 4 games this weekend?
If I watch all 4.
You may not watch a couple of them.
Right.
Any mandate part 2 between the two producers, or is that just because the Seahawks were playing?
It was just the Seahawks, I think.
That's a one-off?
Yeah.
Seahawks, I mean, we haven't really concocted anything.
You guys fizzled after one date?
No. My wife said she wants to do it again soon. I said, let's take the week off.
Well, hold on. It was a couples thing?
No.
Yeah.
The wives got together.
Yeah, the wives got together and everything.
Oh, the wives got together at their homes or whatever. And you guys went to the bar.
At Valdez's house. Then we went back to his house afterwards.
Oh, right.
Drank a little
has
bit.
Has anybody come?
Played some games.
Has Valdez come and visited your new abode?
Yeah, yes.
He has.
I've cooked dinner for him in this kitchen.
You did?
Yeah, nice. Taco night.
Really?
I hosted a party and Valdez cooked for me.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, not a party.
That's because Valdez's wife, right? She never cooks. Valdez
rarely. Laura. This Laura is Matt Valdez.
And I feel like Matt Drabs doesn't either.
Right,
it's a new age.
She's never held a pan in her life.
So you're actually the
that's
better
why I eat
of
out
the
all
two.
The time.
You're the better of the two cooks in the family. You can't. All you make is nachos. I mean, you can't.
No,
make
I've
anything.
Actually been trying to learn a lot.
Well, you have a lifetime of terrible meals ahead of you. You two dummies are coming up with it.
I know.
That's awful.
It's not bad. I'm not bad at
would
it.
Would you say that on a weekend, Drabby, on a Friday, Saturday, you usually eat out both of those nights, or will you try and make dinner one of those nights?
They eat out.
Sometimes I tried to make dinner.
Sometimes.
I made tater tots last Friday
tater
night.
Tater tots. Dinner? You make kids' meals.
That's a side.
Yeah. I do like tater tots. Yeah. But.
I mean...
I'm talking about a legit meal where
you ever make like a full meal, with vegetables.
Yes, every once.
Protein,
I'm
make
trying
a salad.
I'm trying to do it once a week.
Once a week.
No. Once a week where I go and buy all the ingredients, like 10 ingredients, put it all together.
What's your go-to? Like, if you know, I'm going to cook tonight, and it's my go-to. It's always hot. My wife always likes it. It's my go-to meal. Everyone has one.
That I make myself?
Yes.
Chicken noodle soup.
That's kind of nubby, though. It's not a full meal.
I told you, I'm just learning.
Yeah.
It could be a little hardy, though.
Huh?
A chicken noodle soup could be hard.
Depends on what you put in it.
From
dinner.
Scratch?
No, it's not a dinner.
You buy, like, chicken broth?
It could be good. It could be good if it's very cold.
I like it. I'm not saying I hate it, but that wouldn't be considered a meal.
Hey, I'm just starting out.
Right. So that's pretty much it?
Just starting out.
What's your number 2?
Fish sandwiches.
Fish and chips.
Fried fish or grilled fish?
Gordon's.
You mean the package fried
so you buy
fish.
A frozen fish?
I make the sauce myself.
You make the sauce yourself.
You make tartar sauce yourself.
Yeah,
he's basically living in college.
Yeah. Why would you make that's something that's buddies and you just buy?
A healthy alternative. I make it with Greek yogurt instead.
Yeah, sure.
You do?
Sure it's healthy when you just slam it on a fried fish.
That's funny.
What's your go-to over there, Rick?
I make a whole bunch of stuff.
You do?
Yeah, I get sized.
Yeah, he makes a lot.
I probably 3 weeks ago, I made steak and ribs with cauliflower mashed potatoes.
Mm. All right, that sounds good.
Show off.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
Cauliflower mash is a little...
Well, Laura wants to eat healthy.
I know it's healthier, it just doesn't taste good.
Right.
When you load it up with butter and Parmesan,
yeah,
it still tastes good.
Valdez's move is now. Have you noticed he's been walking around with that Evian bottle like a chick?
He's drinking a lot of water.
Right. And he's basically using the same bottle all week and just filling it up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
What's wrong with that? For some reason, you think that's nubby.
It's a little bit nubby. It gets dirty, I feel like. I don't know.
When I start seeing a little specks in here, I'll throw it out and I'll get another one.
Right. And
he's in a different income bracket.
No, I know.
Yeah, I can't afford 1.5 liters of Evian every day.
No,
yeah,
nor should you.
Well, most people have.
He should be saving.
Most people have those little, you know, those trendy swells or whatever.
Yeah, but they're not a liter and a half. Yeah, this is a big boy. I don't have
quantity.
To go back.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You're not one of those guys that goes to the gym with the jug, are you?
No, I don't have a jug.
Well, like a milk jug.
They're all
water.
Kind of
like a gallon of water.
The weightlifters, they come in and they have their little jug.
Right.
He likes to look at jugs.
Yeah. When I'm at the gym, yeah.
What he likes.
And I'm not even going to bother asking Adam what he eats because obviously he's eating terribly and he never cooks at home.
No, I've been eating healthy for the last month and a half. And I actually cooked a silly meal last night.
What'd you cook?
I marinated my chicken in this sugar-free barbecue sauce for a few hours and then put it on the stovetop with green beans, carrots, and corn.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mixed it all together. Meal. Hey, you got to give him credit for that.
Yeah.
What kind of chicken?
It was just a grilled chicken breast that I got from Harris Teeter. Yep.
Just one or two?
Just one.
Oh. Why?
One breast. And I actually I beat it down because I like it to be skinnier.
You beat it with a mallet.
Yeah, I do.
You don't have your date is tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
And here's where we'll crowbar in the hike. Your hike isn't like a mountain or something.
It's more of a walk in the park.
It's a walk.
Yeah, you're walking on a trail, and you're considering that a hike.
Yeah, because we asked him where is he going hiking.
Yeah.
You know, his response was Ballston. Have you ever been to Ballston? It's nothing but high rises and office buildings. Right. It's a mini concrete jungle.
That's the actual of a grapefruit.
He's going for a walk. He's not going for a hike.
He's going
for
walking to a metro stop.
And by the way, it's going to be 25 degrees. I'm sure that'll be fun.
It's going to be the worst walk in history.
Why would you do that?
Bundle up, hold hands, get to know each other.
Right. You walk yourself right to the bar.
Did she know that that's your big plan is to go for a walk?
Yeah.
Didn't you claim that your plan was to bring wine?
Oh yeah, you pregame with wine. It's a wine walk, you know.
You pregame, but then don't you walk with wine? Then,
no, yeah, you have a backpack, and I haven't
gotten
it yet.
You have a backpack from Ballston?
I'm gonna get the backpack wine.
Ballston, isn't that Crystal City essentially?
Yes,
you get a backpack through Crystal
City.
There's
actually a lot of construction going on there, and there's all these new bars and restaurants opening, so it's kind of a nice
what
scenery.
Is this wine backpack you're talking about? Please don't tell me that you're gonna have a backpack that has
like a
camelback.
That would be the trick
that has a little straw.
They have sangria wine packs that you put in a backpack and then you just kind of slap the bag. That's what you do.
Really?
Yeah, that's what we used to get messed up with in college. Just
he wishes he was in college still. So bad.
So bad.
He wants to go back.
When's it going to turn for him?
I don't think ever.
Yeah. No, college is the greatest 4 years of your life.
No,
yeah.
if he finds one of these chicks where he actually has a relationship, it'll change. Finds one sucker.
No, he won't because that's not college. You don't have a relationship in college.
I know, but he's going to end up getting sized for some girl down the road. Might be at 28 or 29, and then his life will turn. And all of his broskies are going to get married off.
No, I think he's always going to be kind of like that single loser at the bar.
Right.
Yeah.
You mean the single winner at the bar.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Trying to pick up every girl.
Right. And go home.
And fail miserably.
Yeah, go home with nothing. And then do terrible Instagram stories.
Which you can follow at the one sports nerd.
Oh, I like how you snuck that in.
Isn't there somebody for everybody? Isn't that the phrase? The cliche?
There is, but he has a. You got to remember, he has an overinflated view of
really
himself.
Does.
Right.
So he
I
thinks
know,
he eventually... should be dating a certain quality, and his quality that would settle down with him is honestly
like,
a two.
Yeah. He could. You know? He could date plenty of fours.
And he's just he won't even allow himself
but he
to
wants
consider
to,
it.
He wants to date an 8.5.
EB, yeah. What, looking at me right now, what number would you put me at?
Oh, you're not going to like the answer.
Do you think it's going
right
to be
now,
a good number?
That silly wizard's jacket.
Yeah, the silly wizard's jacket and my haircut.
I'm going to be completely honest. I'm not going to be mean. I'm just gonna
be, be honest.
Hold on.
I'm going to be honest.
Like, you know,
I already stand know what the number
no,
is.
No, you don't. Yeah. I'm going to give you right now.
Hold on. Let me look at him.
I'm going to give you a 6.
Really?
Well, I think that's a,
I'm kind of size.
I think
that's
generous. I'm going to give you a 6.
And that's, you haven't even been close enough to look at my eyes. That's a +1.5 from these blue eyes.
No, your
eyes
are nothing
special. Your personality brings it down about 4.
I'm going to give you a 6 is probably a stretch because I know how fat you are and everything. But I'm trying to be nice and trying to be honest. I'm not trying to do like shtick.
Right.
That's your peak though. That's your ceiling. Is a 6. I don't think you go any higher than that.
But can a 6 go out swinging for 8s? That's my question.
No.
Yes, of course.
If you get rich.
I don't know.
Start
How's
Amazon.
That gonna happen?
When's that, yeah, when's
Jeff
that
Bezos
happen?
Or something.
He's the next innovator.
No, but I mean that's the only way you could do that. Like, you saw the pictures of Jeff Bezos. We talked about it yesterday.
Bezos.
Whatever his name is. Bezos.
Beezy.
It's Bezos.
I think it's pronounced Bezos, but I could
all right,
be wrong.
Well, then spell it Bazos.
Well, send him a letter.
So Jeff Bezos. You look at the pictures of him 25 years ago. What a schnerd he was, and now he's all ripped on the testosterone and everything. He looks like freaking Vin Diesel.
We got to get Adam testosterone pills.
Yeah. Would you do that? You should be a guinea pig.
I don't think I don't like experimental drugs.
You just run scientific experiments
on
them?
Yeah, can you go to your doctor who just gives scripts for anything?
No.
Sure.
And give him testosterone.
I'm sure my doctor
can you just order it now? Like that Frank Thomas commercial?
Hey, can we do that with you?
Eugenics.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be experimental. People all over the world
take it. Can we do that with you? Get you on a tea?
I would probably have to run it by my personal doctor.
What? You have a doctor?
I'm just joking. He's kidding. I'll do it. I'll do anything for the bit.
Yeah, we do it for the bit. Let's get him on tea.
All right.
See what he does.
Give me
by
some
way,
too.
Can the women in the Frank Thomas commercial just come right out and say they just want to bang Frank Thomas?
Do you hate that commercial? Hey, look, isn't that Frank Thomas over there?
Oh, it's the big hurt. He's over there racking the weights.
By the way, what's the percentage of women who would be able to identify Frank Thomas?
Zero.
He could walk into my gym, not one woman knew who he was.
But true. In Fantasyland, in that commercial, the women should just be honest. We want to bang.
That's so
Frank
funny
Thomas.
That he's referencing that.
What's it for?
It's for male enhancement.
Eugenics.
Like, eugenics. He,
oh,
yeah,
it's
he
for male enhancement.
Eugenics.
For like your Johnson?
No, it's testosterone.
Testosterone.
It's thinly veiled supplement. Male enhancement.
The whole
supplement.
Commercial is filmed in a gym.
Right. Well, let's get. Maybe there's somebody listening that could prescribe some tea to Adam. Let's see if it changes your world. You probably lose your belly.
Yeah, but I'm already doing that by myself.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
I don't know, man. You need help.
I think
I look pretty good right now.
What
it's
if
only
we just
been a month
got
and a half.
Him on like steroids?
Is
like,
that why you want to go? Is that why you want to go on a hike? That's your exercise
for
the day.
It's my exercise.
It's also a free date.
So that JP's right on.
That is true.
The less money I spend on the date.
Yeah, but a free date for you is Pamplona.
Yeah, but
you can't go there 100 times.
I can't go there 100 times. Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to tip.
Well, you do.
Yeah, but I can't take dates there 100 times.
You can't keep taking a date the same spot.
This is the same free meal.
You haven't taken a Pamplona yet.
Right.
Yeah, you could.
I'm going to bet that date gets canceled or you guys
she
gonna,
bails.
Well, maybe not. It's just going to be cold.
She wouldn't even drink with him.
Who's going to want to walk outside in 25 degrees?
Not me.
It's because it's made up.
Huh?
There's no plan to go on a hike. He never checked in with her about it.
Because
everybody
Friday.
Knows.
It's Friday.
Right.
Look at Colette.
You got your paycheck.
She's got your paycheck.
Look at Jason.
Look at Jason. You see him smile?
I know. I just like to see Colette.
Yeah, you like to see Colette. Sure.
Colette's my girl.
All right, coming up at 9 o'clock, Ross Tucker from the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Yes, Richie.
Here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan on a Football Friday, brought to you by the one and only Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. We're going to be there, not this weekend, next weekend for championship weekend. At least three of the junkies, Cakes.
That's right.
Bish and myself.
We'll see you there.
We'll be hanging out at the Sportsbook at 1 o'clock on Sunday,
the one and only
20th.
The one and only.
Wagers. We're going to have a little Q&A, hanging out.
Now, as an aside, do we have
Love
the day
tune,
off
the
following
way.
Day? Is that a company holiday?
That would be Martin Luther King's birthday.
I think it is.
So I would think that would be a company holiday. Usually is, but I'm not sure.
Let me ask you something football related.
In years past, it has been a company holiday.
We went through the games. This has nothing to do with the games, but it appears that the Steelers may actually deal Antonio Brown.
Based on what the owner said yesterday.
Owner says he can't envision him on the team.
Yeah, well, I don't know
it's
what
the
that
owner.
Means.
So what's the question?
Would you be psyched? You were psyched for Kyler Murray. You would shake it up with Antonio Brown?
I don't know what the cap
playmaker.
I don't know what the cap ramifications are for something. There's two issues.
He's
one,
basically, this is the way I look at it. If you get rid of Josh Norman, you can take on a salary like Antonio Brown.
If that's the case, sure. I would swap Josh Norman for Antonio Brown.
He's
I mean,
in the third year of a five-year, $72.7 million extension, which he signed. Apparently, the Steelers would absorb $21.12 million in dead money if they trade him.
The Skins need playmakers. So I'm interested in any of them. Sure, I'm interested. There is a locker room element there that you have to consider. But we're so...
They usually don't worry about that.
We're so desperate for playmakers that I would be interested.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think the Redskins would look past any sort of character concerns or locker room friction if they could bring in a player of Antonio Brown's caliber. Yeah.
They could make it work?
They usually do.
I think they would.
They claim a Reuben Foster.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't care about that.
All right.
But every team, I would think, would be interested.
I don't know. He does bring an element to your locker room, though, that you might not want.
Mm-hmm. 30 years old.
Give me his number.
He's still producing.
Give me his numbers his last 2 years.
Played 15 touchdowns this year.
Uh-huh. But just give me the numbers.
He was over 100 catches.
How about a million catches and a million catches the last 2 years?
Those are compelling numbers.
Yes.
Yeah, but
it's hard to beat.
It shows you, though, that even with all those amazing numbers, they'd rather be without them. If they had their drugs.
Well, it's just gotten too much to be too much there. I mean, I'm sure they've been dealing with it for the last 5 years. It's just gotten to be too much. I mean, when you start making up things and you're missing practices and you're getting into verbal altercations with your quarterback.
And
enough's enough.
Wasn't he like Facebooking live from the locker room or whatever
once,
he was
like
doing?
After a playoff win?
That was a few years ago, yeah.
He also got butt hurt that he wasn't the team MVP, that it went to Juju Smith-Schuster.
How about right. I'll give you his numbers from 2013 on. 110 catches, 129, 136, 106, 101, 104.
Yeah. Well, those numbers,
he's Hall of Famer.
And again, the touchdowns are up there.
8, 13, 10, 12, 9, 15.
But he comes here with Colt or Mark Sanchez or
Kyler Murray.
Well, I don't know. I'm size for Kyler.
I know you are.
He'd have 60 catches for 800 yards. And six touchdowns.
So what you're saying is he would turn into Jaromir Jagr as soon as he came here with the Caps.
He wouldn't
from
put up those
Bengals.
Numbers. There's no chance he'd put up 130 catches.
I wouldn't think.
He's had a Hall of Famer
thrown
to him.
He'd come here and have
tops half of that.
80.
He would have half
tops
of it.
80.
Yeah, you would take 80.
I'd be psyched.
You would love 80 catches from any wide receiver.
He gets separation, though. He's so quick. And everybody says he's one of the hardest workers
he's
out
great.
There.
He's great.
I think he'd make more
he's
plays
just,
than you'd think.
He's
even
just nuts.
With quarterbacks aren't that good because he'd get so open.
You got to have a guy willing to deliver the ball. Now, you don't have to worry about Alex because I'm telling you, I don't see a scenario where he comes back. But
well, he certainly isn't going to come back for week one. If he came back, which I give about a 3% chance, he's not going to be available week one.
I don't think so.
Maybe week 10.
So I don't know. That's why I'm willing to swing and miss on Kyler Murray.
I know you are. You're all in.
I'm all in on Kyler. But I would be psyched for Dwayne Haskins, too, of course.
Wouldn't you be more psyched for Haskins?
You have to maneuver for him,
though. Sure. But I don't think it's that realistic. And I'm not really that
I don't think it's that unrealistic.
Can you
punch up the draft right now? There aren't that many teams ahead of the Redskins that need quarterbacks because so many of the teams that had worse records than them drafted quarterbacks this year. The Bills, the Cardinals, all the Jets, all these teams already drafted their quarterback.
Okay, but you're not factoring in teams that would trade up into those spots.
true, but there aren't that many. Like, if you go through, because I thought about when we talked about Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Nick Foles is going to probably be a starter somewhere else besides Philly. How many jobs are open? There aren't that many.
All right. Well, let's just think about it. All right. You don't know about Oakland. All right. So I know that they've signed Carr to a big deal, but you
right.
never know.
And they're at four.
They may want to move on from him.
But I'm going to say don't really they're
not. You don't really know about Tampa, even though they came in and said, all right, Jameis is our guy. But I give him one more year.
He might not be the long.
But you already jumped down.
So you're acknowledging 1, 2, 3 are not going to be quarterback picks.
Correct. But then the Giants definitely would take a quarterback, I would think. Jacksonville would take a quarterback. You could go down to Denver. They could take a quarterback at 10. You just never know with some of
even
these teams.
Cincinnati. Like,
right. Yeah, you just don't know.
Your ceiling with Andy Dalton is only so high.
There will be teams that trade up to draft a quarterback. It happens every
year. If Haskins is blowing people away, or if someone really wants Kyler Murray, you know they're going to maneuver and get up there, right. Which will add another element. It's going to happen.
I'm just saying I'm willing to roll the dice on a diminutive 5'9", the smallest quarterback I've ever seen.
Yes.
I'm willing to roll the dice on it.
The only smaller quarterbacks out there are playing, like, they're 11. They're 11 or 12-year-olds.
Like, he's the tiniest guy I've ever seen.
He is tiny. Quick as a cat, though, boy.
But, by the way, a lot of people say, well, why would he do it? Well, you know, they say he really hadn't had a ton of at-bats as a baseball player. He's probably, at best case, 2 to 3 years away from the majors. His 4.6 is signing bonus, so he's going to make peanuts these first few years, and then even if he makes it, which, by the way, first-round baseball draft picks are far from a sure thing.
Right.
Okay? They're just as big a swing-and-miss candidates as first-round quarterbacks.
And, by the way, 3 years is generous to get to the bigs.
Yeah, but he's 21, but they say by 3 years he'd be 24, okay?
I mean, he would have to kill it.
Even if he's good, he wouldn't be eligible for arbitration for another 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay? So, actually, from a financial standpoint, in the first 6 or 8 years, it's a no-brainer to go to the NFL and be a first-round pick.
Right.
Lamar Jackson got $8 million.
I read true. If he was a pitcher,
he would make
sense.
Double. In the first round, he's going to make double what he signed for with the
right.
A's.
He's right. An outfielder.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard if he was a pitcher, it makes sense. Like, it's not really, like, Jeff Smarja was a great receiver for Notre Dame. Decided to pitch Major League Baseball, and that paid off.
Big-time home run.
But if you're a quarterback, you can make more money.
But on the flip side, he could have a longer, much longer career.
Much longer career if he hits. But it's just a huge gamble.
Well, he has to hit in the NFL, too.
And, by the way, apparently he likes football more.
It's just as huge of a gamble in the NFL.
Who doesn't?
You don't know.
Right. Who likes baseball?
We have no idea. We have no idea if he's going to hit in the NFL.
Right, but he'll play at the big league level in the NFL immediately. There's no minor league for football.
Correct.
Right.
Coming
football.
Up in the final hour, Brandon Lang, handicapper, will give us his winners coming up at 9:45. But next, it's Ross Tucker from the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Brucey.
Here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.